This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how it's time to release the past for good. Recently, we talked about the difference between a quest and an adventure. And an adventure is mostly about you, while a quest is about something greater than yourself, where your journey leads you to helping others, and you are redefined in the process. When I looked to the scriptures, I realized that the Apostle Paul was on a quest. And Paul teaches us in Philippians 3 that when we're on a quest or a mission, we have to have the courage to forget some things. For example, think of Paul's past. He was first a very self-righteous man. He was also a murderer. And many would have seen him as a terrorist. Yet as awful as these things were, once Paul repented, he released the past. He saw himself as worthy to take upon the assignment that God had put before him. And sometimes we struggle to fully embrace being on an adventure or a quest because we're still allowing some choices from our past to have power over us. Today, it's time to release all of that. So whatever you're holding on to, repent again if that's going to make you feel better, and then release it. And as you do so, cling to these words. I will remember their sins no more. Hebrews 8:12. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, no longer let sins of the past have power over you.